This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Delray Beach Center for the Arts is a multi-venue facility offering everything from ice shows to opera. Film is the center's latest endeavor, and Assistant Artistic Director Brian Rodolfo has fashioned a combination of classic and contemporary movies. I spoke with him recently at the Crest Theater.
I always say that film is sort of the most popular art form. There really isn't anybody who doesn't love movies. But what you're trying to do is something very specific. It's showing films, either classic films or films that are just not readily available out in the community. What led you to develop this?
I initially had the idea of just in the summertime, we don't do a whole lot for the public. It's sort of the off season that's always been the traditional wisdom. So we wanted to do something because there's a lot of people who are still here. And so movies came to mind. And when we started talking about movies, we thought there's lots of places to go and see the great big blockbusters and, mm-hmm. you know, have those experiences. But there's not a lot of places around here, especially in Delray, where you can come and see these smaller titles that, you know, maybe didn't get such a wide release, maybe didn't get released in Florida at all, but are still fantastic movies that I think deserve to be seen and people deserve to see them.
Give us a little history then of the building. It was originally a high school.
Yeah, this was originally the high school. It's located on the Old School Square campus, which is where the original Delray Beach Elementary School, which is now the Cornell Museum, and the original high school, which is now the Crest Theater, as well as we host all of our art classes here as well. It's a 323-seat theater. It's a charming little place, so we do a little bit of everything.
Once upon a time, when it was a high school, it sort of sounds like it was a community gathering place as well.
It was definitely the community gathering place. It's where everybody would have come for government meetings, for the school play, for the community play, for anything they wanted to do where the public would gather.
But what I like about the series is that you are mixing classic films with more contemporary documentaries and feature films. Tell me, why was that important to you?
We wanted to do a little bit for everybody. We didn't have a specific idea as to, you know, this series is going to be all classic films or this series is going to be all one thing or the other. We wanted to have a mix in there so that everybody could come and enjoy it. If classic movies, Casablanca is not your thing, but you really like music, well then come see Sound City, which is one of the documentaries we're going to be showing. Mm-hmm. If you didn't get a chance to see some of the, you know, the smaller run movies that kind of you may have heard about, but they weren't planning where around, you can come here and see that.
Right.
So we wanted a little bit for everybody. This is sort of a test series that we're doing. Depending on how well it's received, we'll actually continue this series on. And as we continue it, it's going to change a little bit in flavor, but not so much. It's still going to be a little something for everybody.
Right.
But we may group our movies together. So for one month, we may concentrate on, I don't know, John Hughes films or something like that. Another month, we may focus more on the classics or more just real art films.
I will be hosting the 8:30 showing of each film. And if you'd like more information, visit DelrayCenterForTheArts.org. To hear my complete conversation with Brian, log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader.